Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text today, well, we're going to refer to all of them, but in particular, it's from Luke chapter 2, where Jesus is in the temple, where his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And today we speak of seeking Jesus. Dear friends in Christ, Epiphany is Thursday, so this is the last Sunday we meet before our Christmas celebration ends. We have seen the Christ child proclaimed and prophesied by angels and prophets. We've seen him lying in a manger. We've seen him being presented in the temple. The shepherd saw him, sing at me, and held him in his arms and sang of him. Mary treasured up all these memories of him in her heart. Yet even as Christmas comes to a close, we still see people seeking Jesus. The wise men seek the King of the Jews. They've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And Mary and Joseph seek Jesus when they leave Jerusalem, and Jesus remains. All these people, the shepherds, the wise men, Mary and Joseph, are seeking Jesus. And what are we to make of this? What are we to make of all these people seeking him? Well, first, I guess we can say the obvious. It is important to seek Jesus. There is no other name under which we are saved. He's the one who comes to forgive our sins, the one who gives us life as he gives his own life for us, the one who shares our flesh and shares our joy and our sorrows. He is our King and our priest and our Savior. Our whole life is in him. So we should seek Jesus. And yet, so often, we fail to seek Jesus. We seek some other salvation, some other Savior. Now, some we know are wrong. Sometimes we know that we're wrong to do it. Say, when we seek salvation in, say, drugs or alcohol, or maybe pornography or other immorality. But others seem mostly okay. Say, in food that makes us feel better, in New Year's football victories, in getting good at video games, in accomplishments at work, in grades and affirmation by friends and peers, in being, say, a good gardener or a good farmer or a good mother. Yet even with these things that are possibly okay on the surface, Jesus still tells us elsewhere that we are to seek his kingdom, to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and that all these things will be added unto you. And the kingdom of God and his righteousness, they're not found in any of these. They're found only in Jesus. So seek Jesus. So often Satan, the father of lies, tells us, "Yeah, you can seek Jesus. Just take a little more time to finish what you're doing first, to take care of the important stuff, and then you'll have time to seek him later. Then seek him. Now, take one more drink first. Watch one more game. Play one more on the computer. Spend one more hour at work." Tells us there's time. You can seek Jesus when you're done. After the project is done. After the kids' game. After the meal is cooked. When COVID is beat. There'll be time. One would guess that the priests and the scribes that Herod sought where the Christ child would be found, one would guess they thought they could seek Jesus later. when Herod wasn't looking so intently, when it seemed like it'd be a little bit safer. Mary and Joseph, well, at the beginning, they thought it was time to seek work, to seek home, to leave Jerusalem and God's house. And yet, for both, Jesus was still there to be found. At that time, not later. When Satan tells us to delay, he tells us to make other things our God. He says, it's just for a moment. But he wants that moment to last for eternity. And so don't listen to his lies. Seek Jesus. Seek the Lord now. So much for our first point. Seek Jesus, the obvious one. Again, another obvious one, seek the Lord where he says he can be found. Listen to God's word. The shepherds had an angel, but the angel gave them the word of God. And with that word of God, they went to the manger, where the word of God told them to go, to see this sign, what had happened. The wise men may have seen a star in the east, a star rising. But they were sent to Bethlehem by the word of God given to the prophet Micah, even repeated by unbelieving Herod. And yet still that word of God was good for them to find the Christ. Mary received God's word through the angel that Jesus was the Son of God, that she might know where his Father's house would be. So often we look elsewhere than God's word to seek Jesus or to seek God or our Savior. We might say we haven't had an angel revelation, we haven't seen a star, and we wait for a clear revelation. And maybe we don't say we're seeking Jesus, instead we say, well, we're looking for God's will for our lives, as if we'd find that somewhere else than in Jesus. We say, well, if God only made it clear, we'd do it. Until then, we'll keep busy with other things. Work, school, family, friends. Waiting for the revelation, for the star, for the angel, or some other sign. We might look elsewhere, say to nature, and say, well, we feel closer to God in nature. But somehow we then begin to seek our feelings of being close to God, instead of seeking God where he says he can be found. And suddenly, we make it nature an idol. Nature doesn't proclaim Christ as the Son of God, given for us. Not clearly. Or say we might say we find the true meaning of Christmas with family. And while that might be the message of the Grinch that stole Christmas, that isn't the message given in God's word. Unless family shares that word of God that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God, even it can be in competition with God. Even it can become an idol. Herod, who didn't leave Jerusalem, said that he was seeking the Christ. But he didn't leave Jerusalem because he was really seeking to remain king. And our choices often say that, well, we'll call them seeking God, but they really just show that we want to remain king. But when we seek Jesus, we remember that Christ's kingdom has only one king, the one born in Bethlehem. You're not going to get a star or an angel. Don't wait for one. God's word was spoken to the rich man when he went to say, send Lazarus to warn my brothers. And Abraham spoke for God, saying that if they didn't listen to Moses and the prophets, they would not listen even if someone rose from the dead. Now, I'm not trying to say that we can't see God in other places. We can. God does proclaim himself in other ways. But we won't see him in any of those ways if we ignore his clear word, if we decide not to see him there. The word might testify that God's there, and the other things might remind us of that word. But they're not going to proclaim Christ clearly ever by themselves. So remain and hear his word. We have a lot of easy points today, ones you could have probably come up with yourself. But that's good. Third point. And we've said, seek Jesus. And two, seek him in his word and where he says he'll be found. Third, Jesus can be found. Because he comes to us. Jesus came into the flesh to be with us, to be found. The wise men saw the child and rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Mary and Joseph, they found Jesus in the temple, in his father's house. And God still says he's present where we gather round word and sacrament. Christ is in the Father's house. Christ comes to us by his word. Christ gives his very name to us in baptism and is with us always. Christ gives us his very body and blood in the supper. He is with us. Jesus may be found where even two or three are gathered in his name. Jesus is there in the midst of them. He may be found. God has come to reveal himself. His salvation is here in Christ. So seek him while he may be found. Read his word. Come to his house. Don't be distracted by other salvations of Christ that the world and the devil and even our own flesh want us to seek. They cannot satisfy because they cannot save. And they are not the Lord who came to be with us. Let nothing separate you from Christ. For he even took on flesh so that nothing could separate him from you. He defeated death so that nothing could separate him from you. Seek the Lord. Seek and you will find. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.